you know, please, you know, share what those concerns were. We did have a pretty good showing at our annual meeting, but the reality is that we had less than 40 properties out of the 80 that were actually represented. Dave and Ivy Jones, nor Beth, they did not send anything directly to the rest of the homeowners. We have monthly statements that we send out already. It was not going to increase the cost of our postage to include those items that people might have missed from the annual meeting. We did not select, when I say we, the board, we did not selectively send out that information to different people in the association that weren't there. It was 100% sent to every single owner for them to review and to ask questions. One of the last things that I did during the annual meeting was I mentioned, here's the thing, because we did have some owners that had spoke out and had some concerns. We told them up front, if you have any concerns, you absolutely, you know, should feel comfortable making those known to the Taney County Planning and Zoning. I also made the offer, because the offer was presented to me by Beth and Dave Jones, and that was that if they wanted to have a separate question and answer where they could answer, where they could ask anything they wanted in a private setting, that we would facilitate that. When I say we, the board would facilitate that and give every single owner an opportunity to do that. I was not contacted by one person that said, please set that up, we'd like to do that. Doesn't mean that maybe some of them didn't have questions. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we weren't asked to do that because maybe they already felt they had the information that they needed. Again, my intent is, you know, not only to support my neighbors and our community and things, but also to be extremely fair to this process. And I hope that the commission and the Taney County Planning and Zoning would look at each project on its merits and not automatically just go back to a precedent saying that this was set for nightly rentals so that everybody else can do the same thing. I appreciate your time. I know that this is a difficult decision for you folks to make, but I hope that I've been able to at least share some information that enlightens you on kind of how we got here with some of this. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in opposition to the project? Okay. At this time, I would ask if the applicant, which was Ms. Beth Hammond, correct, is there, if you would like to step back forward and rebuttal anything, any of the questions, or answer any of the questions that you have heard?
The only thing I can think of was the number of people that could be at the house. We are strictly monitored that we can only have so many people. The rules are you can have two people per bedroom, two people for living space. So we are not going to have, we can't. And I'm a rule follower. That's the reason I'm here, because I'm a rule follower and I want to do it right. So I want people to be assured we're not going to have, we can't have huge groups because we're not allowed.
So. Is that you're not allowed to have them to spend the night, just so many per bedroom?
Right. Mm-hmm. You can, you're only allowed to have so many people.
Mm-hmm. So if I rent it, could I entertain for that evening and then them go home?
So my policy has been with, like for Reinhardt, the example there, mm-hmm. I've had many people ask if they could have weddings and things like that at the home, and I've always turned them down. So I guess that's all I can say there is my precedence has been if somebody asks me for a large event, I turn them down because of the fact that we do have rules in place. So.
And what is the total acreage that you would be buying?
It's 38 acres. Am I correct there? 38 acres. But as we've, you know, I don't want to do it with all 38 acres. I only want this one property. Do you have any other questions?
I'm just trying to remember without having to look it up.
Yeah.
Did you not, you bought a house on F Highway as well, correct?
Absolutely, and that one was already zoned correctly. because it had been used as a bed and breakfast before.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have, it's different than, is nightly rental different than bed and breakfast or no?
It had a old Division III bed and breakfast permit.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was patent care. Zoning regulation would have been NR1.
All right. And then the Reinhardt home, did you get a conditional use on that?
Yes.
And that's still what's in place, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then the one on Tate, same thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was thinking that, but I just wanted to make sure before we...
And then my one other property is on Braswell. That was originally Chief Braswell's home.
Okay.
And that has one of the first fire suppressions ever. So I didn't even have to put a fire suppression in that one. Now I have to put a fire suppression system in this one. But yes, that was Chief Braswell's, and that is also zoned already. Right, Scott?
Where's the location?
One Braswell Circle, yeah. That one.
Not in the city?
That's in the city of Braswell.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
The one I know of is your one on Boston.
Yeah, so that one is zoned, that was zoned commercial already, so I did not
Braswell
have to come.
Was.
Yeah, Braswell was. So I did not have to come before you there. I only had to, yeah.
Now I'm not trying to get off topic, but I am. In the past, you've done the same things, and those were all done prior to the zoning change.
Mm-hmm.
Did anything change in the zoning change that doesn't allow for that same process to happen with the CUP? So you can still make a contract contingent upon receiving the conditional use permit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Choosing not to because you want to protect the property.
I was trying to protect my investment because of the fact that my son is on board. This will be a family business. I'm trying to build that legacy.
Completely understand.
Yeah.
Is there anything in our code that allow for, not for sale, but for inheritance or some sort of, is that something that we need to look at maybe changing?
I don't think there's anything currently in the regs that spell out that a CUP can be transferred somehow.
Does that need to be looked at possibly? I understand there's a process.
We could sure look at it and start bringing that before the county commission and the planning commission for discussion and option.
Because I know there's some, again, full disclosure, we have a piece of property that's we're not done anything with, but it's zoned, I think it's zoned nightly rental now because of the change, because where it was located, but at the time it was a conditional use. And I think there was a conversation then, hey, if something were to happen, how does that go down to your lineage? Anyways, just a thought on how we could...
I really appreciate that. It's all about good communication and making things work. I appreciate that.
And I could be wrong. I think everybody in this room, and I'm not trying to speak for anybody that's in opposition, I think nobody has a problem with you.
I appreciate that. And I love this area and I love this community.
That said, what I'm getting, none of this should be personal. It's not personal against you or personal against the owners or anything. It's the... And I did wonder also, like Commissioner Williams, why it wouldn't go for conditional use permit, and you work everything, show what a wonderful job that you've done and everything. But when it's rezoned, it's permanent then. And if that house is rezoned to make for nightly rental then, and you've got 30 acres there, and you rezoned and you come before the board, the commission, whoever it is then, it could be some years down the road, you can say, we've done this, we own these 4 acres here and we've done great, we'd like to rezone this 5 acres next to it. I could see that's concerned of the people in the zoning, and you're not owning it anymore. Say you no longer own it, and they can come back and show what a wonderful record that you have on this. I think it would make it easier to get 5 more acres rezoned or 30 from it.
Anything else?
Scott, you look like you're looking something up.
Oh, it's just looking at the difference of the uses between A1 and NR1.
Yeah. It became an issue back some time when we went to zoning, which zoning went out to every neighborhood and the map showed and everything before it took place, and have anyone, if you, before they were finalized, if you've got any comment on this, any objection, planning and zoning and their board members went to each one, and you took into anything that was said, comments on those maps and everything before they were zoned, and changes would be made before it was finalized at that time. And they were hoping to do that so that the owner at that time, instead of it done on performance base, that the realtors and everything, when they were selling it, they would knew what they were selling. It's zoned for this, and this is what's allowed. Then it came on the residential, because nightly rental still came before, where they were trying to get nightly rental within residential one or residential two. And it was changed that residential was strictly residential. It was not. I realize this is ag land, and it's, as it's been said, it's butted up against a large residential area.
Something else that's been brought up is just the size of the road with the trees. The pictures that you showed us, Mr. Neal's correct? Was it you that showed us the picture? So, Jack back there, how long have you been with us, Jack? I forget.
30 years.
30 years. So, I've been in office for 12 years as commissioner. I think it was two commissioners prior to me, so however many years that was. I think when they went to, so we have the right-of-way through there. I think whenever some road and bridge guys showed up to actually clear, you know, make the road wider, they were met with citizens with guns. And I think an agreement was made at that time that we probably won't cut down those big trees to make the road any wider. just to give you a little bit of history as to why. But that road was originally, I mean, it was fruit farm road, so there was, as is a lot of our roads in the area, they weren't designed 70, 100 years ago to what we've become now. Right or wrong, good or bad, it is what it is. And so just, anyways, thought I'd shed a little light on that. We do have the right-of-way, but chances are we're not going to be cutting down any trees. And I think that's probably good, because we all appreciate the natural beauty of the area, so regardless of what side you're on. I don't have anything else for Ms. Hammond.
Do you have anything else? Do you have anything else, Commissioner White?
I understand.
I think Mr. Jones
wanted yes.
to speak. I don't know if you saw him.
Yes, I heard him a moment ago.
Thank you for allowing me to talk. I won't act like I'm a professional in this. I would say I'm pretty knowledgeable now. I can honestly say, as you can see in a lot of my emails that I put in there, I started off my conversations to Cody, Scott, is this Amber?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Amber, always saying I want to have the facts so I can answer the questions of the neighbors, even though sometimes none of them were even brought up. Always said that. I was on a call with Cody Scott, and we were talking about the comment Amber made, and I go, man, I misinterpreted that. Do you remember that conversation? I felt awful. So, in full transparency, if I was trying to disclose anything, I wouldn't have had Todd communicate to all HOA. As you got up, most people that talked, they didn't even get notified by the county, right? So if I'm looking at optics of this, the smart move by me would have been, don't send it to everybody. Don't communicate it to everybody. Only so many people in the subdivision got this. But we wanted to be transparent. We wanted to be. And I can honestly say, out of everything we did there, I misinterpreted CUP for something else, and I apologize. I'm sincerely apologetic for that. I hope you could tell by my tone. I know that you're not here to answer the integrity of me as a person by no means. But just as Mr. Coxey, I don't know what he did for the county, but the day of Tuesday's hearing, I get a call from his wife, from Todd, and from another individual saying, you weren't being honest with us. You can build condos, apartments, duplexes. You need to push this meeting. And I'm like, what? And they're like, we just had a conversation with Cody. That's what Cody told us. Even Mr. Copsey, he was referencing a different thing. He was referencing a different zone, correct? 100%. So this is somebody that's done this a long time and even misinterpreted. And I don't ill will him for that at all. So I'm just trying to get color how things can get taken out of context. And as far as the business, everybody keeps on saying this is a business. I run a business out of this home, guys. I think I proved it. Catering vehicles, semi-trucks. I can go on and on.